According to news reports, more than 30 ticket holders for the Nelly performance at 427 Main Street were removed from the facility just before the artist was due to perform. Michelle Downard is the Park City Deputy Building Official in charge of the investigation. She says the code violation is still being evaluated, and they're working with PC Live Management to complete their investigation.
So regarding the specific case, I can't say how we were alerted to it, but you know, during any kind of large event, we do have city staffers that are in the area and monitoring activities that are happening just to make sure that we don't have any kind of violations related to city, building, or fire code, and of course address any violations accordingly.
The consequences for violating code capacities could result in fines or closures. Downard says they need to complete their investigation before she can say if PC Live will be fined. She was not able to provide details of the code enforcement operation. She said the music venue was permitted to stay open.
Sure. So all venues have a design occupant load in Park City, and that's done by a design professional that's licensed by the state of Utah and can identify through the building code requirements what a venue can hold and what the overall capacity is. And so when we look at numbers like that, at that point is the venue manager or owner's responsibility to ensure that the property is maintained in compliance with that. I realize that there have been some concerns voiced about the guests being compensated for tickets and what happens at PC Live. Of course, the manner in which businesses compensate those clients is identified by the business. And it sounds like, from what I've seen, the PC Live has released a statement regarding their intentions related to how they'll be managing that.
News reports indicate customers who were removed from the facility have had difficulty obtaining reimbursements from PC Live. The report says PC Live Managing Director Dustin Essen feels terrible about the situation and he wants people to know they will get a refund. Founder and owner Catherine Burns said they are investigating employees who may have stolen admission bracelets and distributed them illegally. KPCW attempted to contact PC Live owner and founder Catherine Burns and the Managing Director Dustin Essen for comment, but did not receive a response. Park City official Michelle Downer did not know when the investigation would be closed or whether fines would be imposed. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.